Today is Friday, March 18th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It's a little bit early. It is 4:40 in the afternoon, and technically I work until 5. However, it has been a draining week. And, yeah, it's just a lot of stuff at work, and it's last night, Sydney sleeps with us, and again, for those of you who are brand new to the podcast, Sydney is our dog, and she sleeps with us, and for the most part, it's not a big deal. Although, there are times when I wish we hadn't have, and I don't know whose decision, it was probably my decision, or I don't remember who decided that the dog was going to sleep in the bed. She can't even get in the bed because it's tall and she can't jump that high. So if we'd have just gotten her used to sleeping on the floor in a dog bed or in a crate or something like that, that probably would have been much better. But she sleeps in the bed. It can make it inconvenient for, let's say, spontaneous interconnection. We'll just say that. You can't really be spontaneous because you got the dog in the bed with you. But, you know, and so that can be an issue. But also, on those times where she can't sleep for some reason, which is not generally a problem, she normally goes to sleep and sleeps all night and there's not a big deal. But yesterday, so Wednesday night into Thursday, Mark could not sleep. He woke up at around, 4:30 or 5 in the morning and could not go back to sleep. And so he decided he was just going to get up. Well, the problem with that is, and I don't mind him waking me up. It's like I can go back to sleep. It's not a big deal. And normally, when he gets up in the morning, he leaves Sydney in the bed with me and he takes his shower because he normally gets up around 7:15 and he's at his desk by 8 o'clock. So he takes his shower, has his coffee, whatever he's going to do. And I get up somewhere between, 7:45 and 8:15. And I'm at my desk between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. A lot of times I'm at my desk around 8 or 8:15 if I get up, but a lot of times I'm not. It's probably 50-50. And it's fine because, again, my management is in California and they're still in bed at that time. And a lot of times I have late meetings, so I'll work until 6, 7, whatever. So I feel like it's justified. However, he'll leave her in the bed with me. And that helps me start waking up because she's awake and moving around and she'll come up and snuggle against me and whatever, but she's moving around and it helps me wake up. Well, he decided when he got up so early, he got up around 5 o'clock and he decided he was going to leave her in the bed with me. Well, she woke up when he woke up and she just was restless. She came up and snuggled me and then, but then she decided she didn't like that position. And so she moved to another position. And then at one point she was just sitting at the foot of the bed, staring out into space. And I couldn't really get a lot of good sleep from 5 until, the time that I got up. I finally put her down, but I didn't get a lot of good sleep. So I lost an hour or two of sleep Thursday morning. And then this morning around 3. In the morning, a storm came through and it was lightning and thunder and rain hitting the window and, all of this kind of stuff was going on. Well, Sydney does not do well with storms. They scare her, especially thunder scares her. And lightning, I guess. And she does this thing when she gets scared where she tries to come up and basically lay on Mark's head. Or my head, whoever's head happens to be. But she wants to lay like on our pillow because she's scared. And she woke me up because she was moving around and Mark was not awake. And he has a really hard time, as I said before, going back to sleep if he gets woken up. And so I was trying to protect him and keep him from waking up. And I kept pulling her over to my side and trying to snuggle her. And she kept trying to move up to his pillow or my pillow or, you know, whatever. I'm like, no, you can't do that. And she was keeping me awake. And so finally, I opened up my phone and put on a YouTube video. By the way, I watch a lot of Good Mythical Morning. They have a good Mythical Morning episode. It must have been years ago. I don't know when it was. It was before the time that I was watching them. But, you know, YouTube autoplays. So at some point I fell asleep. And it is a video of them saying thank you. I want to look this up. It is the most annoying. I don't know who would watch this. I don't know why they did it. And I don't know who watched it the whole way through. But it's a video and I'm just looking it up right now. I believe they're saying thank you. Good Mythical Morning. Thank you. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. It is a Good Mythical Morning episode from 8 years ago. I guess it was when they hit one million subscribers. They recorded a video that is 3 hours and 18 minutes long. I don't know if other YouTube video, YouTube people have done this, but they recorded a video that was 3 hours long of them saying thank you. And that's it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Over and over again. I assume a million times. It says 1 million thank yous. So I don't even have to assume. That's the title of the video. So for some reason, I had fallen asleep with YouTube playing, but it was auto playing stuff. And it got to this video and I was dreaming the weirdest, because all I was hearing was thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It was so annoying. And I finally woke up and I'm, what is this thank you shit? Anyway. But Sydney basically kept me awake for an hour or two. And then Mark finally woke up. I don't know if he ever went back to sleep. I'm not sure. He woke up. Then I had to use the bathroom. So I got up and used the bathroom and then came back to bed. And then I couldn't go back to sleep. And so I put YouTube on. And anyway, it's just, I didn't get a lot of good sleep from about 3 a.m. on. Now we'll see how that We will see how that affects my mix minus recording tonight. Right now I feel fine, but who knows? Who knows? So yeah, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night and yeah. All right. Nothing else really happened. We caught up on some shows last night. I started drawing. So because I have this Galaxy Z Fold. First, I thought I'm gonna download one of those painting programs, color by numbers. And so I did one of those, and I posted it to Twitter. But I always make fun of my mom for doing those because I'm like, it really takes no artistic ability or at all because you're just poking. Then I decided I'm gonna try to learn how to do shading and actually draw. And so I started drawing shapes last night, and actually, it's kind of fun to do shading and like look at where the light would be in the shade. And I don't know, maybe I'm going to start drawing. Who knows? and 3D modeling. I don't know. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.